go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
We recording. What? We recording.
Right now?
Yeah, we back at it again. Running it back. Got to do it back to back. Are they gonna think it's luck? Got to hit them with their three-peat. Do it three times. They gonna still doubt you. Okay. Now look. Now I stole this topic. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I stole this out the gate, and I know who I stole it from. Do you want to guess who I stole it from?
Drake, Shane, Grant.
No, strike three. I stole it from Stone. Stone called me one day, and he was like, "Nigga, I got this idea." So, do you know the history between Ice Cube and Be Real from what you call it?
I don't. Please share it with the audience and me, please.
So they, you know, Ice Cube and Be Real, real cool friends, and there was some music information being jotted down and edited and talked about and created, and there was an idea. And that Be Real had came up with, and Ice Cube made a song, and he took it. He took the idea. That's what I'm doing right now. He told me that idea, and I told him on the phone. I said, "Brother, this is a jack. Like this is when Kane got in that Mustang, and said, "Nigga, I want a double burger." With cheese.
He went to cookout.
Hey, all I know is it was a dope concept. He said, "Baylor, I am going to recast the original house party." I said, "Nigga, you lying." He wasn't. He was telling the truth. Now, I don't think at the time he told me who the actors or actresses were going to be. But I said, "I think I'm going to do this show before you do your show. So I'm going to steal this from you and give you the credit, but I'm going to take all of the airtime credit because I'm probably going to drop this before you drop yours." Damn, that's a cold nigga right there. That's a Capricorn. Right. That's a Capricorn for you right there.
So I feel like you're prepared. I'm ready to hear your.
No. See, you didn't have to be prepared for this because your job in this situation, in this episode, is to see if you can come up with a different option that you would think would be better, or you could just simply agree.
All right, I'm with that. I can do that.
You ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the recast house party. Now, all that bullshit talking about this is a West Coast movie. No. It had West Coast traits in it. Okay? This is not a West Coast movie.
What movie is it then? What region would you put it in?
This is appropriating.
So we're still West Coast-esque. On the idealism of what they
dope, dope was more dope was more West Coast than House Party. That's a fact. So okay. here we go. We don't want to hold them too long because you know what I'm saying. So I'm gonna start with the popular one. No. You know what? I'm gonna start from the bottom. Pause.
Now we here. Okay, I'm here.
Do you remember a character named Clint?
Clint
was he was at the party, and he the one that told Pops, "Hey, man, you know, he not here," or something like that. And told his dad to go home or something like that.
Yes, I do.
Sean Baker. Sean Baker. He was at my wedding too, because he had the photo booth album.
Shout out to him. Like, his revenue base. Okay.
Yeah. So that's him, but I would replace him with Eddie Griffin. Right? Then we have, remember the obese guy that was having sex in all the movies?
I'm screaming, yes.
We got to replace him, too. I'm going to replace him with Bruce Bruce. That's a good
one. I see it. You know, that was good. I see that already. There we go.
So we're moving along. Now, do you remember Chill? Chill's yes. He the one that kept bumping into the DJ booth?
Yes.
I'm going to replace him with Ray J.
You know what?
That's solid.
I'm not even going to argue.
See? We rolling.
His personality traits, you don't even have to act for real. Because that's him in real time.
And watch this. Watch how I hit this double-double, though. Then we're going to do Peanut. You remember Peanut, right? Peanut is the one who put all that goddamn sugar in the goddamn Kool-Aid, right?
Kool-Aid, yes.
So are we going to replace that Peanut with Miles Mitchell from Moesha? What?
Oh, so you stand on Moesha and you say, you know what? They could have been great individuals.
See? I'm doing what I got to do when I do this. The next one, the two white cops. The two white cops, I got Woody Harrelson and Jason Bateman. Oh, I'm winning. I'm winning in life. This is what I do. I'm winning in life. Okay?
They will definitely fit those characteristics. I'm with you. They would have been perfect.
See?
Characters, yes. To replace, yes.
Now, okay. My backups was Will Ferrell and, what you call it, from In Living Color.
No, you see what I'm saying? I think Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey, yes. Jim Carrey and Will Ferrell, okay. Nigga, whoa, what?
Okay, that's definitely a comedy, but because it's like a dark comedy in a sense, I definitely feel like Harrelson would definitely make us believe that part for sure. If we use Will Ferrell, we definitely would see the anecdotes faster.
You fucking with Jason Bateman, though? You messing with the Jason Bateman pick?
Yes. I feel like they are just more believable characters in those roles at that point in regards to trying to find realism in the storyline instead of just making it full blown comedy and you don't take it seriously. So I'm with you. I think those are very, very great picks. Continue.
Okay, so we're moving on to the older married couple that was next door to the house party. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We're going to replace them. That's Mr. and Mrs. Strickland. I'm going to replace them with...
Who's
going to
be Mr. Strickland?
Sinbad and Loretta Devine.
That's actually pretty good. I can see Loretta Devine replacing... B.B. Drake. I can see that. I'm not even replacing, but being that same energy or that same aura of her. I see that.
Yeah. Now, we about to get to the meat and potatoes of the casting.
Okay, because I got hungry and I was ready.
All right. Bilal. Formerly Martin Lawrence, and that would now be played by Mike Epps. I think I'm winning with that one. That ain't nothing but that. And look, I'm picking a verse.
How he played his role in Friday
Day Day. Yes, that's the day. That's the one I'm talking about. Day Day.
Okay. Then I agree with you then, wholeheartedly.
Okay. Now, Full Force. Oh, the bullies. I'm replacing them with West Side Connection. Yes, I did. I said that. I'm replacing them with West Side Connection. I said that. Who else? You gonna throw in there the locks?
Look, that would have been if you took the words out of my mouth, But I definitely would have said it's some not them.
Some of them Wu-Tang niggas? Who?
Yes. I would definitely have thrown in some East Coast where it would have been Wu-Tang or definitely the Lox for sure.
Hold up. Who from Wu-Tang? Them. Who from Wu-Tang? That's gonna make or break.
Okay. So if I'm thinking
Ghostface Killah for sure gotta be one of them. Ghostface Killah, Raekwon, and then we gotta get
Raekwon,
that.
Raekwon, yes.
You know, okay, sure. Look, I got it. Ghostface Killah, Raekwon, and Old Dirty Bastard. Come on now.
That's hard.
That's light work for them. They do that every day. That's hard. All right, so that's the full force one. Then we get to Charaine. Now look, let me tell you what I did with the Charaine and Sydney thing. I swapped it over.
Okay.
So you'll see. Let me see if you can understand what I'm saying when I flip it like that. All right. So for my Charaine, I got Lauren London, and for my Sydney, I got Regina Hall. What did I do?
You gave me both sides of the coin.
Huh?
You gave me both sides of the coin.
What you mean?
Because you gave me sex appeal and you gave me demeanor.
No.
They were like...
No. That's not it. That's not it.
Okay. Listen
to it again. Charaine is Laura London and Sydney is Regina Hall.
Oh, you switched it. Okay. I'm so sorry. Now I understand what you're saying. You switched it. Because obviously Sydney was Tisha and she was light skinned.
Yeah.
And Charaine, she was dark skinned. But you gave them, because of their how they are as characters, or even the way that they portrayed themselves in the characters that we know, that they, although you would switch them just because of the skin complexion, the personalities, in order to play the role appropriately, will play into that. I agree.
Amen. Amen. You was getting through that.
I'm with you. I got through that.
So you both, there you go. So you got both my Charaine and Sydney. Now we get to Pops. You know, Pops was very important in the movie because he whooped kids' ass at the end.
With that belt. I was there.
My Pops in this one, even though he's a part of the franchise, but not until the third one, I'm going with Bernie Mac.
My God, that's perfect. I can't argue with that because even the way that he would talk and I see Bernie Mac all over that.
Okay, all right, now we're getting down to the last two, and I might as well say them both together. Now look, when I do pick these, both of these have versions, okay, and I'll get to it. So for Kid, I'm going Will Smith, the Fresh Prince version. And for Play, which King Germ has some pushback to this one, I said for Play, it's going to be Morris Chestnut, but Boys in the Hood version.
Morris Chestnut,
boy.
I feel like he's too naive in that movie.
Oh, and Boys in the Hood, he's very naive. And he was a running back that was going to USC who had no moves. He was Emmitt Smith. He was going to go to USC, and then he was going to be a Los Angeles Raider, and he was going to have a better career than Bo Jackson.
What about Omar Hardwick? Ghost.
What about him? As Play?
Yes.
No, I can't see that. I can't see that.
Really?
Nah, because look, first of all, we didn't start getting him until like he was already in his veterans contract.
So you still need like a soft-spoken, still light-skinned man, still trying to make it in the industry, but still has talent.
No. We just gotta dial it back a little bit. We gotta look for some younger artists.
Let me see.
You know which one? Like Bobby Brown.
Okay, I understand because you're complimenting the personality trait with the character trait. Yeah. I understand.
Bobby Brown might get real play and run for his money.
I could see him being a play for sure. He could definitely be. Be the runner up for sure.
We seen his work. Remember, it's a thin line between love and hate. Yeah, he had that. Okay. So that's my recash right there, and I think that would be a hit.
Well, do you think that Drake could play?
No.
You don't
Drake,
think so?
Drake was just fine over there with Degrassi. Phenomenal. I mean, my God. Hold on. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
What was his name? Wheelchair Jimmy? Is that what it was?
Wheelchair Jimmy. I'm screaming.
Yeah, man. No, I really want to go back and get into that that show, because you know I like my teen drama, you know what I mean? And we know he knows about that's crazy, freaky ass nigga. He a 69 god. Thank you, G-Jizz. Do you want to let them know where they can find you at?
Of course. Thank you so much for the opportunity. You can find me on the better half of Just a Conversation with Greg and Gigi. You can find us on all your favorite platforms. Just look in Just a Conversation _ pod. And you can also find me on X, probably known as Twitter, at G, excuse me, there's an _ G, Carly 7, and that's GQARLY and the number 7. Thank you so much for being on this episode. I had a really great time. Now I really want to see this play in fruition. I want them to do it right if they don't do it again.
G-Jizzle, man, we still wait on that solo. And I'm putting you on the spot right here. It's being recorded, too. We wait on the solo. No, we're waiting on the solo career. At this point, you are Justin Timberlake.
I'm part of NSYNC. I hear you. And you can find him on BTG for President on all your favorite platforms as well.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Like, she is ready to roll. You got the resources.
I'm screaming.
You acting like Ben Simmons right now.
Y'all gonna hear me. I promise that. Yeah,
go play.
His name was Jimmy on the Wheels. I just wanted to confirm that.